Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Women Podcast. My name is Tina Conroy. I am so grateful you are here. As a professional intuitive medium, Reiki master, and yoga teacher, my intention is to explore intuition so you can gain clarity, confidence, and trust in your inner wisdom. I honor your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Today on the podcast, we speak about the eclipse. As I'm recording this, this is pre-eclipse. As you're listening to this, it is post-eclipse. But I wanted to speak today, and I wanted you to have something to reflect on when you're listening to this, when it airs. So if you've been in New York or you were in New York in the area, we experienced an earthquake on Friday, a couple days before the eclipse. Obviously, the eclipse was on the 8th on Monday, and all the things leading up to it. I just want to pause. How are you feeling? No, truly, how are you feeling? Take a moment with this recording and the meditation that will follow to find a couple moments to reflect and journal. I'm finding that these couple of days and weeks leading up to the eclipse and the new moon, let's not forget that it was a new moon on Monday, yesterday, is truly about transformation, new beginnings, and growth. Now, I don't go into any of the fear of the eclipse, but it is a big awakening. And an awakening in your spiritual consciousness, in who we are, what we are here to do. I know for many of us, most of us have really embraced this new spirituality around COVID. I'm hearing more and more people have found their way into energy healing, receiving healing, doing Reiki ones and trainings, learning more about crystals. There's been more engagement online to learn psychic skills and mediumship skills. And if you were already on the path prior to 2020, and then some of you were awakened in that 2020 time, and here we are now with the eclipse. So the eclipse gives us an opportunity to continue on our spiritual path. It also gives an opportunity for people that are perhaps not on that path and are starting to awaken and starting to come to their true essence, their consciousness. So as you take a moment, one of the journal prompts that would be great for you to start with is, how am I feeling right now post-eclipse? And just allow yourself to be with that question. Give yourself some time. Now, solar eclipses have fascinated people really since the beginning of time. And this is a full total solar eclipse. And it does affect our mind, our body, and our soul. Many ancient astrologers believed that solar eclipses were highly karmic events that helped to balance the scales of justice in the world, and they were considered portal openers. And it does help raise our consciousness. It does help raise our vibration, our frequencies. And it is all connected to that change and that shift. I mean, if you just think about a total solar eclipse, we see light and then it becomes complete darkness and then back to light. With a new moon, it also reminds us of new beginnings. It's the shift in vibration, and it also helps us to notice our shadow and notice our darkness and notice some of the things that we want to shift or we want to change. So there are never any coincidences. You'll hear that I added a meditation to this episode. I wrote that meditation back in January, and it published on the Healing Meditation for Women podcast through Women's Meditation Network, which I am so proud to be the voice of. And it speaks about darkness into light. Now, I will be speaking on that meditation. I wrote that with a lot of thoughts about releasing habits, releasing different addictions that keep us in the darkness. But you can apply it truly to anything that you're going through, whatever that darkness is for you, whatever those things are that you want to shift and change, to live your life in full harmony and in full alignment. So ask yourself those questions. How am I feeling right now, post-eclipse. And if you are still feeling a bit emotional or a bit tired, this is all common. You may also be feeling very energetic and very centered and very focused. So everyone's going to feel a different way. Some people will feel subtle energy. Some people will feel more intense energy. There are a lot of people saying that up into the eclipse, it could be lethargic and tired and in like a dreamlike state and a perfect time to meditate or to just reflect, pray, devotional read. So truly, we talk about this activation, using this full solar eclipse as an activation. And so it's so important to take that time for yourself. I know many of you have a beautiful spiritual practice, a daily practice. And if you don't worry about it. You can start it at any time. It could be so simple and so easy. It could be closing your eyes and taking 5 breaths, but something consistent to keep you connected to your true self, your inner self. So let me know how you're doing. I really want to know. You can always connect with me on Instagram. I have one account, The Intuitive Woman, and I hope you're doing well in this post-eclipse season. Now, the meditation that follows, sit back and enjoy. And again, this was first published on Healing Meditation for Women back in January, and I hope you enjoy. Namaste. You know this feeling oh so well. The nagging at your heart to make the changes to wholeness. The many times you haven't felt aligned with your true self and soul. The sleepless nights. The dark can feel overwhelming and fearful. But in the darkness, there is light. The intention of today's healing meditation is to find that spark within you to bring you back to a life of beauty and balance. Let's invoke. I call forth your spirit, spirit guides and angels to surround you and guide you to make the changes in your life to feel alive, well, and in harmony. And so it is, and so be it. Let us begin. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in a place of deep, comforting darkness. Put all of your focus inward. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. Relax your body. This darkness represents the struggles and challenges you have faced on your journey. It's okay to acknowledge these struggles. They are part of your unique story. We are taught to dismiss our uncomfortable emotions, but for healing to occur, you have to feel them. In this moment, feel them. Feel all of them. At this moment, how are you feeling? It may feel uncomfortable. Keep breathing. Begin finding a breath pattern. Breathe in through the nose and a long outward breath through the mouth. Short inward breath. Long breath. Do this a few more times, as if you're blowing up a balloon. Now begin breathing like you naturally would, easy and quiet. Notice where the breath moves through the body. Now let your awareness rest. Feel your body and the contact with the floor or the chair you're on. Picture yourself in the room you're in. Picture a small, flickering light in the distance. This light represents the potential for transformation and healing that exists within you. As you breathe in, imagine drawing that light closer to you, allowing it to illuminate the shadows within. As we embark on this journey together, let's explore the themes of struggle and the desire for authenticity. Think about times when you felt the weight of not being authentic, when you wore masks to fit in or meet expectations. Do this without judgment. Be the witness. Acknowledge these moments with compassion, for they have shaped you and your path, your life and life experiences. Thank those moments. This is why you are here. Now, envision yourself shedding those masks, releasing the need to conform, and stepping into the brilliance of your true self. I see your challenges of addiction, whether to alcohol or other habits that no longer serve you. Picture these challenges as heavy burdens that you have carried for way too long. Set them down. With each breath, imagine yourself letting go, allowing the weight to lift and dissipate into the darkness. Begin to feel your body getting lighter and lighter. You have strength, love, and support in this moment and each moment. You are not alone. Stay gentle with your soul and take it easy. In the darkness, there is an opportunity for rebirth. Envision a version of yourself free from the chains of addiction, radiating with strength and authenticity. See yourself and feel yourself making choices that honor your well-being and lead you to a life of fulfillment. Now, I invite you to focus on the desire to be a better version of yourself. What does that look like for you? Envision the woman you aspire to be, confident, loving, and true to herself. As you breathe, feel the energy of that vision infusing every cell of your being. You are worthy of love, joy, and success. Picture yourself happy, sober, and strong. See the beauty in your authenticity, embracing the journey of self-discovery and growth. I will leave you here to allow the energy to integrate into your being. Allow the music to play until you hear my voice again. Inviting you back into your body and breath. Send tiny movements to your hands and feet. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, gently open your eyes. Return to the present moment, carrying the strength and wisdom you discovered within yourself. Know that in the darkness, there is light. May you continue to walk your path with courage, growth, and continual transformation. Healing blessings. Namaste.